Now, more Cap and Haw on Comcast SportsNet and WGN+.
Tampa Bay Lightning, I know you're a huge fan.
Yes, I am.
Give me a message to Chicago.
Chicago's in a lot of trouble. You know, if we roll back the history books, my daughter Brooke, every time she sang at the home games, they never lost.
Wow.
And every time I had the Lightning shirt on and pumped the crowd up, they never lost. So I'm going home this week, and I think I'm going to have a little talk with some of the Lightning guys. Chicago's in a whole bunch of trouble, brother.
That's Hulk Hogan making a jackass of himself yesterday before the game. But, of course, we got CM Punk with the Blackhawks stuff on, so they're both showmen. Cap and Haw Show continues. Brian Campbell, they call him Soupy, is in for David, who's down in Tampa. Mark Carmen is in here. I'm David Kaplan. Lots going on. We'll talk to Luke Stuckmeyer from Tampa in a little while. We talked about Junior Lake. Chris Sale was phenomenal last night. When it's baseball, it's not hockey, but there are got to be games where, like, you show up and you go, we've got to get a win today, and you know your best player is going to step up.
Yeah, he is their best player, and last night I think they needed that win, and look what he did to the poor rookie there last night. I think he was swinging and missing a lot.
A whole bunch. Do you remember your first game?
It was in Detroit, and
Were you nervous?
Yeah, because it was like Yzerman, it was Hull, it was Shanahan. It was like when they
the
were
the best of the best.
Yeah, in 99 when they had everybody. I played pretty good that game. We lost. I think Dom Hasek was our goalie. I think we lost 2-0, but I played pretty good. And after the game, the coach like praised me in the media and said I played great. He was happy with me, so stuck around, played the next game, scored my first goal the next game, goal and an assist the next game, and against Washington, against Olaf Kolzik.
That was your first goal?
Yeah.
Do you remember the date?
Second game of the season in 1999. It wasn't a it was an all right goal.
99-2000 season?
Yeah. Second game of my career. And then I played a few, went back to the minors most of the rest of that year, and just battled to get back and be steady. And okay. Took me a while. It took me until I was 25, 26 to get regular lineup. And
all right. Were you chartering back then or flying commercial?
Chartering.
Okay. So then you get sent back down.
Yeah.
What is that like? There's your charter, Brian. It's called the Greyhound.
Yeah. No, our team was in Rochester. So it's an hour down the road from Buffalo there. So you never want to make that drive to Rochester. You always want to make the drive back. I'll tell you a funny story. I got called up. I was in Rochester, and I was after the game, they tell me I got called up. So I'm going to Washington the next night, and obviously I'm excited. I had like a tracksuit on from the game. And the next morning I wake up early, catch my flight. I can't find my wallet. I'm looking everything, tearing through my room, trying to find it. So I head to the airport, and I'm like, I don't have my wallet. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't find it. So I'm like looking through my console of my car. I see a hockey card. I'm like, okay. I go up to the front desk. I'm like, I need to get on this flight. I got to make it to Washington.
What year is this?
This is in 99.
So we hadn't had 9/11 yet. So
99 or it might have been 2000. And mm-hmm. I'm like, here's my hockey card. I need to get on this flight. And I got on that flight. And then I get there and I have no money to pay for it. I didn't have a cell phone back then or anything. So I had to get somebody to pay for my cab too.
So what do you do?
I had the number of our trainer. So I go to the payphone at the airport. I call him. I said, hey, I'm landing at this time. I'll be at the airport. I need somebody to pay for my cab. I get there. Lindy Ruff, our coach, and Darcy Aguirre out on the sidewalk. And I'm like, they're like, you need some money? I'm like, yeah, I need some money.
They ended up
paying for my cab.
They must have thinking, if this guy can't find his wallet, do we ever want him playing hockey for us? I mean, that's probably.
Did you ever find the wallet?
Yeah, I found it. It was actually in my pocket of the pants I had on the night before.
Of course.
And
it was.
I wasn't drinking, people. I was not drinking.
God.
Like, it was just like, but I made it there. And I was like, I was sweating bullets the whole day, nervous on the flight. And I go play an NHL game that night.
And you had the hockey card in your car.
Yeah, in my car I had it. And that's the only way I got on the plane.
How funny is that? You feel
naked without your wallet.
Oh.
Right? I mean, it's like you might as well not be wearing clothes if you don't have your wallet, or for you, Cap, your phone, or now your Apple Watch.
Love the Apple Watch.
Yeah, I gotta look into this.
Yeah, I love it. My wife got it for me for our anniversary, which is coming up. It's a cool looking watch.
Yeah, looks great.
Yeah, she surprised me with it last night. I'm looking at your stats. So you played 12 games that first season at age 20.
Mm-hmm. Kaner and Taser probably had 150 by that point.
Crazy. Then the next year you played 8 games.
Yeah.
Then 29 games. And then in 02-03, 65 games.
Yep.
And then
the next year I played what?
53.
Healthy scratch, 29 games, Cap. I know it to a T. I still remember it. 29 games as a healthy scratch.
When you're a healthy scratch, who tells you? The head coach or assistant?
Assistant sometimes. Sometimes they write it on the board in the morning. But, you know, like for me, like I wasn't Kaner. I wasn't Taze. I didn't play in the league. You know, it was a 6-round draft pick. And I still remember that in my head. I was a healthy scratch for 20. That makes me so mad. And I knew what I needed to do. And I never forget that to this day. I know what I was, and I worked for everything I got. And I'm, you know, just, you know, I was making obviously good money. I was playing in the NHL, but obviously I signed a big deal here, which, you know, kind of set me and took me from there. But I worked for every inch of that.
So when you are going to be a healthy scratch, do you see it coming? Do you go, there's no chance I'm playing tonight?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes no. Depends if they write it on the board in the morning who's playing and who's not. But sometimes they'll, like, have extra guys playing or you're taking warm-up, you might be playing.
And then you see him walking toward you. Like, yeah.
I got told in Washington twice. Coach calls me over and he goes, you're not playing tonight. In warm-up, he goes, you're not playing tonight. Make sure you get a good skate out there. So I'm like, busting around out there, just flying around trying to get a good skate. I'll do anything. Whatever the coach told me to do, I would do. And then like 5 minutes left in warm-up, he calls me over. He's like, you're playing tonight. And I'm just like, oh, okay. You know, just your mind's just going everywhere. So
it just completely changes.
Yes, yeah, so a guy couldn't play, and you know, but that's something that it's ingrained in my mind. 29 healthy scratches.
All right, what is it like being traded?
I got traded to Buffalo, San Jose. It was trade deadline day. It was like 100% chance I was getting traded that day. I still couldn't put it into my system that I was going to get traded because you grew up somewhere in Buffalo and that's where I played and I cared so much about everything there and friends, and it was a tough day for me. But my dad actually came down to help me. He knew I was going to get traded. I think he called my agent the night before, and he's like, yeah, Brian's going to get traded tomorrow. So I didn't know this. I knew there was a great chance, and it was tough. I grew up there. That's where I was when I was 18, got drafted. So
you get the phone. They call you?
I was at the rink practice in the morning, and they called me into the office. A few tears shed, Cap.
Right, because you were very comfortable where
you
were.
I was comfortable. I wanted to stay in Buffalo. We just couldn't get anything done, and then I got traded to San Jose. So – and, you know, I was kind of young and didn't really know.
Well, it's funny with your wife going to give birth tomorrow. Eddie Olczyk's wife goes into labor. He goes to the hospital with her. They have a game that night. So he's hoping that she can have the baby and he can leave the hospital, go right to the rink.
Yeah.
They're playing in Toronto, I think he told us. He's playing for the Maple Leafs. And he gets called out of the room. He's calling the arena. He says, hey, look, my wife's in labor. I'm going to get there. They're like, don't come.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean? We just traded you to Winnipeg. He walks back in, and she's like, where the blank have you been? I'm in labor. And he's like, everything's all right. She's like, where are we getting traded?
Really?
She knew. And he goes, guess. She goes, Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And then it took like 8 more hours for her to give birth. She like stopped her contractions.
That's the thing. Like, you know, those are the tough times about hockey. You know, your wife she can't go to Winnipeg right away. You got a newborn son. Christopher Stieg's not going to see his son for 2 weeks, you know. But, yeah, would he rather be where he is? And of course, he would rather be. But, you know, those are the other things that you kind of don't think about. You know, everyday life still goes on. So.
Correct. It's different.
Yeah. I asked my wife, and she's like, there's not a chance you would be in labor with me if it was game 7. She's like, you'd be at the rink playing. So there you go.
My wife and I were talking about it. She said the same things, because if you were that good, you're going to play.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take time out. We'll get to these calls. Phone lines are full. We'll get to those, and Luke Stuckmeyer will join us for a little bit from Tampa. Be right back.